Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
A lot to get to. Another fun night in the NBA. The portal is, I say this every morning, the portal is crazy today. Crazy this morning already.
Which one, basketball or football?
Football is crazy already this morning.
I like having the portals at the same time. We need to separate portals.
I've got confirmation. I won't use any names or the picture that I got, but from Harry's Bar last night. Where's Harry's Bar?
It's across the tracks, Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, across the tracks, Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, you used to be rolling the dice on your life when you went over there.
Yeah, not anymore.
But the crazy bucket. Nah, you probably still are.
So Harry's Bar last night, co-ed Grant Nelson, some, you know, pictures and conversation. Bet on it. Grant Nelson is back at Alabama.
Whoa. Bet on it. Grant Nelson is back. Because he was a co-ed at Harry's Bar?
I'm just saying.
You got other sources.
No, did he say it?
The co-ed tweets, you know, sends out pictures.
Oh, gotcha.
Bet on it. He's back.
Did the co-ed say that, or you're saying that?
Was it a female?
A co-ed.
Co-ed.
Okay. Male. Well, I don't know. Female. I don't know if you've co-ed. Ever uttered these words. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or I'll call you, period.
I need to.
He could be like, hey, look.
Dude, I'm just saying.
I need to clear this up. Going to be here, right?
Did the co-ed say bet on it and he's coming back? Picture. Or are you saying it?
Picture. Selfie. Girl.
Uh-huh.
Grant Nelson in the background.
Uh-huh. Caption.
He's coming back. Bet on it.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah. I'm just saying, this is an outside perspective. Grant could be planting his seed, and she's like, you're going to the NBA in a couple of months. He's like, nope. I'll be back in Tuscaloosa.
Grant could have said, bet on it.
Yeah.
Grant could have said, I'm going to run to Cookout and get something to eat, but I'll be coming back.
And she only heard, bet on it, he's coming back. Yeah. I just heard it. He's coming back.
I'm into Harry's Bar.
He's a landmine believer. That is not my prediction. This is not a landmine. Not my prediction.
That was a co-ed's prediction.
Jim is the closest thing
to a college co-ed we have on this show.
That's true. Yeah. He's from Devil's Island, North Dakota, where I was going to send you on that bracket challenge. He's probably never seen like real money. And the money he's being thrown at him, NIL, it makes so much more sense for Grant Nelson to come back because I think he's got a better chance of coming back and being a solid first-round guy than he does of going out and not getting drafted. Now, I think he will get drafted this year, but I'm just saying if he comes back, really solidifies his game, he's first-round guy.
Yeah, he could slide into the back end of the lottery if he has a crazy year and they're back in the Final Four or something.
Don't connect, dude.
So there you go, man.
Harry's Bar.
Ashley says, I like portal tips coming from Harry's Bar.
I do, too.
Bars.
Like, I wish this would go now. I wish this Grant Nelson was a big enough player that, like, Jeff Goodman of Field of 68 says Jim Dunaway of Birmingham reports from Harry's Bar.
Yeah. I'll just go ahead and say it.
Sources from Harry's Bar.
Clean read. Harry's Bar is reporting this morning Grant Nelson will return.
You know what we need to do?
To Alabama.
If we knew these guys, and I assume most of them are going out, they just went to the Final Four, so what else are they going to do at night? We ought to maybe send Little T, EG, down to some bars.
Down to Harry's Bar?
Get some sound. Once they get a little lubricated, drinking a little bit, then they ask, hey, are you coming back? And we get the announcements right there.
What I'm hoping for is Seth Davis to retweet Dunaway's video there and say, I don't know all the details, but I'm assuming alcohol is involved.
that's how we end up with a trash story. Charlie, call Harry's Bar. Rusty, Harry's Bar, new sponsor. A lot of Harry's Bar off the start here.
I've never heard of the joint, Lance. Did you go there when you were in school?
I did. It's been open forever. So what they were known
Even
for.
Even I've been to Harry's Bar.
Have you, Jim?
What they were known for, if you wanted to completely lose your mind, and this goes back to, I don't understand why people do crack, heroin, meth, all that kind of stuff. Harry's has a crazy bucket. And basically, they pour every alcohol behind the bar into this bucket.
So it's the suicide of alcohols, basically.
But it literally is a paint bucket, yeah. Harry's crazy bucket, and you could take them to go. Now, I think a couple of people probably hit telephone poles, and they were unable to do that moving forward. But you can still go in there and have a crazy bucket, from what I hear. Yeah. But we used to take them to go.
Oh, gosh, so, it's the first thing. Rockstar, do a Google image search for Harry's Bar in Tuscaloosa. The crazy bucket's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, Laura said Harry's crazy bucket's what she knows Harry's for.
How about next time we go, we all have a crazy bucket.
So basically,
Lance, that would put me in a grave.
Basically, it's a paint bucket with, isn't a Long Island iced tea a bunch of different liquors too?
Yeah. So I think it's got a little bit more than a Long Island iced tea.
Okay. What was the Long Island iced tea? Just
all vodka, the white liquors? Rum. Yeah, it was all out of the white liquors.
There's the white liquors. Yeah.
There's the crazy bucket.
Let me ask
spell
you this.
Spell with a K. I mean, so you.
That looks official.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, what do you do, Lance? You pour it into cups? Like, does it come with a...
No, you have to scoop. It's a scooper at that point.
You just dip in the cup and drink it?
Or you could put a bunch of straws in it and just go at it.
Oh, the old long straws.
If you, state night
at Harry's.
If you trust the party that you're with.
So if I finish the crazy bucket, do I get my photo on the wall or something?
No.
Like I'm at...
A lot of people finish. Now, whether or not you can keep it down, that's a different story.
Oh, wait a second. Man, do we love a discounted crazy bucket on a summer Saturday night. Starts at 9 p.m., $6 off the bucket. How much is the bucket?
What do you imagine a bucket goes for at Harry's?
Nowadays.
I would say it's $25.
This is from 2019. So.
Okay, well, prices have gone up, right?
I would say $25.
I'm going to say...
That's all you need tonight, though. Right. I mean, for most people.
Harry's Bar has a website, it appears. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to have a
meeting. As you're pulling that, Brown,
they're
back
open
to Grant Nelson and the co-ed. If Grant Nelson is not really good at basketball, is he taking the same picture with the same girl?
No. Just nice people. Don't try to
I'm
paint
just
this.
Asking
There's
you a question. I haven't
between,
seen anything.
Don't paint this as anything going on between the girl and the guy. It's just college kids hanging out at a bar.
Well, he told her something big if he's actually coming back to Tuscaloosa.
I imagine he's
breaking
telling,
news.
Telling everybody that it's happening.
Look at his website.
Well, we can't see the...
Tuscaloosa's oldest and finest drinking establishment.
No, look at the link, yourmom.com. Click on it, right?
That's the website?
Yeah. All right, Scott, take it down just in case. All right, go. Yourmom.com. It's going to shut your computer down.
I'm not your mom.
I'm not your mom.
That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. They got a sense of humor, Harry's Bar.
But Harry's is kind of a forgotten place just because it is literally across the tracks. It's not on the campus side. So it's kind of one of those isolated situations. If you want to go hang out all night, good place to go. Yeah. But a lot of people like to go to a place, walk around.
My Harry's experience was in the early 90s. It was there then, right? I'm thinking about the right place.
That was my first experience, 1989.
Yeah. There's a chance we were at Harry's together.
There's a chance.
Kiss concert, Harry's.
Yeah.
I mean, our paths crossed so many times, we didn't even know.
Do you guys ever wonder about that, though?
We're going to spend my fourth quarter together.
Like, you know, growing up in Birmingham, Forrester was there, Lunsford, Rockstar. I mean, we all had to be at the same mall, same movie.
Well, yes. I think the three of us have discussed, we were all at 86 Alabama Notre Dame at Legion Field.
Yep.
Weren't you at that game?
Yeah.
Well, crazy one that I thought of, I had at a rec league's game, and I was playing after this particular team, and my friend John Sesnick hit a badass three-pointer against the opposing team to put them up by two with 3 seconds left. They inbounded the ball. Dude shoots it from the midcourt, nails it at the buzzer. That person was Reed Taylor. And I heard later that Lance was filming the game.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And y'all didn't know each other at all.
We got the VHS. It was really probably the most excited outside of Kirk Gibson's home run, Michael Magic Johnson's baby hook. No, I mean, it was because the dude came down and drilled. Like, Reed had an incredible game, but this guy comes down, drills a three, and this is like 9, 10-year-olds. Yeah. And you just don't see a lot of walk-off half-quarters.
No, you don't.
Reed hits a walk-off half-quarter at 10-year-old?
Oh, yeah. Oh. But he had already had like three threes that
Did
game.
They storm the court on y'all, Rockstar?
No, I just remember my friend was the one that lost, and like he just broke down crying because he thought he had the game won. And then Reed just launched it from half-court. It banked in. I just remember going, oh, poor John. And I found out later that Lance was recording.
That is wild.
So we're all in the same building.
But there's got to be a point. I'll put the over-under at 4.5, like five of us being at the same place at the same time, more than likely an Alabama or Auburn football game.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it easier in this state that so many people in this state go to Alabama and Auburn games, and I've been to so many Alabama and Auburn games.
Yeah. Stephen Dillard, hey, look, the Flints.
What about the Flints?
Lance and I both used to hang out at the Flint's house.
Yeah. Wow. How about that?
I mean, Steve was a survivor.
We're crossing streams right now.
I survived the Flint's.
Okay, so but you were in the business forever.
Yep.
And then Forrester, you know the four of us have been at the game together.
I know 86 Bama Notre Dame for the three of us. For Scott to be included, it'd have to be, you know, I mean, an Iron Bowl, a big Bama or Auburn game. We've all been to the same one.
Forster, were you in the business yet or at Auburn in 1993 on the 11-0 Auburn pass touchdown to Frank Sanders?
I believe he was in high school or middle school.
No, just not asking. In the business yet. I graduated high school in 98.
Didn't know about the business? I'm asking what, as a fan, too, because Brown was at that game as a fan.
I was at that game.
I was at that game.
Yeah. LT was at that game. I was at that game, rock star, smart assness. There you go. I was, could have been the a kid or a fan. The was only he Auburn, at the game? Lunsford, were you at the 1993 game? With your dad.
Iron Bowl?
At Jordan-Hare.
93 Iron Bowl at Jordan-Hare.
Jordan-Hare, no. Yeah.
Best team on radio.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, let's go to this one. The 92
Thanksgiving Day, 92 Iron Bowl. I was there.
1992?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, any Iron Bowl.
Okay, Scott, 92 Iron Bowl.
Any Iron Bowl since 1992 I've been there.
Rocky, Iron Bowl, Birmingham?
The only Iron Bowl I was at was the Auburn one where they thought was named Curtis Brown scored a touchdown.
Yeah, that was 95. Great game. That's the only one I've ever been to. One of the best Iron Bowls I've ever been to. Phenomenal game.
Oh, hated that game.
Well, of course, Bama lost. It was a phenomenal
Scott,
game.
Scott, were you the Ice Bowl?
It was Jordan-Hare Stadium. Say it again.
Bama lost, yeah.
Were you working in 2000 in Tuscaloosa?
No.
Ice Bowl?
No, my first Iron Bowl working would have been 07.
Oh, 07?
Yeah.
Maybe.
G. Kerbo said, I walked next to Jim outside the Iron Bowl when I was 15. I didn't meet Jim until I was 22.
7 long years. I'll meet him one day, Daddy.
Yeah. It was hard to get to me back then.
Here's one. Day he'll call me G. Kerbo.
Rolling Stones, 1989. Were you there?
No. The Counting Crows Steel opened Wills. Up?
No, that was in Living Color.
Yeah, nope. I was there.
I'm just trying to think
both,
of...
Two Rolling Stones at Legion Field, right?
Yeah, I was at both Steel Wills and what was the other one?
Voodoo Lounge.
Yeah, I was at both Rolling Stones.
I was only at one. I'm just trying to think about big Birmingham events before we all started this.
Oh, what about the soccer game, the Olympic soccer game?
Oh, yeah. Maggie and I were there.
Were you there for that?
I was not. I was in L.A. then.
That was an early Maggie date.
Huh?
U.S. Tunisia was the one. I think I went to one game for the Olympics.
Oh, I think I was at U.S. Columbia. Didn't they play Columbia and get shellacked?
I remember.
I think scored like right out of the chute.
No. Sold out Legion Field for soccer. Maybe one of the largest crowds in Legion Field history.
I mean, it was body to body, and of course the concession sucked.
And then, boom, you had a goal scored by the U.S.
I mean, like, first minute, it seemed like.
And
I
leaned over because the place went crazy. Oh, one of the loudest crowds ever.
Nuts.
And I leaned over to everybody. I said, why don't we just keep kicking in the stands for the next 88 minutes?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Why don't we even let them have the ball?
I agree, but you know what?
We get it kicking in the stands. We get it kicking in the stands for 88 minutes. It would have been a huge upset.
No, but I'm serious. Was that who it was?
It was Colombia or Brazil or somebody that was good.
Yeah, it was one of the South American nations.
Yeah.
And it was going to be a massive upset, and they scored right away, and the place came unglued.
Yep.
And then, I don't know if the United States got it across midfield after that. Like, Colombia locked down, and it was over. And I remember, only thing I remember about that is going to, right as the second period started. No, wait a minute. They play halves, right?
Yep.
Yeah, right as the second half started, I was like, hey, the line will probably be down a little bit right now after halftime. I'm going to run get us some drinks. So I go to the concession stand at Legion Field, and I came back for the last 2 minutes of the game. Yeah. It took forever.
Yeah, Argentina was the team. Thank you, Chris.
Okay, I knew it was South American.
And even the people from Argentina were complaining about the concession lines that night.
Yeah. So another event, just for feet, Michael Jordan.
Nope.
Outside of the gallery.
No, I was there. Yeah.
I was there
on the inside. I was covering.
I was on the inside.
Yeah. I was there when the Bulls played the Bullets, when Michael Jordan came in for like 30 seconds.
With the Civic Center?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you weren't at Just
for
Feet.
I was not at that one.
No, I remember. I think I begged my parents to go, but I think we had something going on that day.
Not only was I at Just for Feet, then I motorcaded down to Bartow Arena for when he walked out on the court there that night.
Oh, see, I didn't see that.
Yeah, but packed Bartow Arena.
I remember he put some kid on his shoulders, I think, at Just for Feet.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I was just trying to think of a big Birmingham event.
I don't think we're
going to
do this. I don't think we can tie us all together.
Yeah, really, really good times.
Were y'all at Janet Sanders' wedding? We're going to beat down to weddings. No, I didn't like her.
We'll get to the headlines, but if you missed the opening story, Harry's Bar.
To reset.
Harry's Bar in Tuscaloosa reporting that Grant Nelson will return to the Alabama program next year. That is unconfirmed by us. It's just one source. But Harry's Bar has Grant Nelson returning to Alabama's roster next year. That from last night, inside Harry's Bar.
I bet he's still in the sheets right now.
Dr. B brings us this show, a couple other people visiting Dr. B a little bit later on today. LT, they did wonders for you.
They did. Hair has more than doubled in thickness since I went to first see Dr. Beckenstein when I started to thin out when we started this almost 3 years ago. Everyone said Dr. Beckenstein is the best in the business. For more than 20 years, women and men have turned to Dr. Beckenstein for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. He will use that experience, his advanced training and genetic testing, to help his patients fully understand the procedures they are considering. Call Dr. B today, 205-319-0316. Again, I was thinning out. I used to have a full head of hair. I was talking to a potential client this morning, and he's like, I met you 25 years ago. I was the first to install DirecTV at your first house. And he's like, you were a skinny kid with a lot of hair then.
Wow.
I was like, well, thanks for the shot. Yeah. But I appreciate that. But anyway, hair is coming back.
Bald now.
T3hair.net. That's T3hair.net. I do that non-invasive treatment 3 times a week, 30 minutes each time on the couch. That is it. Hair is more than doubled in thickness. Call this number. Schedule the consultation. Tell them the next round sent you. 205-319-0316. That's 205-319-0316.
All right. So the I know the calendar may be a little crazy, but some of you may miss this. Today is Heisman Trophy Day.
What's that mean?
We're handing out the Heisman Trophy today. We appreciate everyone who will gather for the 2005 Heisman Trophy ceremony today.
So
where
stupid.
Reggie Bush is expected to receive the Heisman Trophy today. Finally, we're going to get
Congrats,
it right.
Congrats, Reggie.
Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back today. I mean, my God, let's don't take it away from O.J. Simpson.
No. In fact, I think that they did an in memoriam post for O.J., didn't they?
Let's don't take it away from O.J. Simpson. But my goodness, let's take it away from Reggie Bush, because maybe his family got less money than the players are getting now for NIL.
Yeah, and what is that? We said this probably. We weren't doing it. Were we doing a show when they took it back? Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In 2010.
We were doing a show when he got it.
Yeah.
No, we weren't.
Not
we
together.
Weren't.
But we were doing a show when the NCAA got it, and Pat Hayden decided USC will just give this away. Pat Hayden made a ton of bad decisions as the athletics director.
That was one of them, though.
But, you know, what did Reggie Bush do? He was incredible on the field. He earned his Heisman Trophy.
Well, he was the fall guy for some massive USC sanctions. When everyone criticizes Lane Kiffin's time as a USC head coach, it was coming off of massive sanctions while USC were there. They got hammered in sanctions. If you go back, look at that and compare it to what anybody else has gotten since then. Maybe Ole Miss. I forget which one was first, but Ole Miss got hammered for not a whole lot when Hugh was there.
Dude, Lane Kiffin had him down around 60 scholarships.
Yeah. You go back and look what Hugh did, relatively speaking, at Ole Miss, those incidents. Not a whole lot to that either. Both those schools got hammered compared to what, say, Tennessee just got. What yesterday Arizona State now is wrapping up. By the time they go into this upcoming year, by the time they make it through August, they're basically losing one scholarship. USC got hammered. Reggie Bush was sort of the fall guy for that. And in the aftermath, the Blue Bloods at the Heisman Foundation took away Reggie's Heisman Trophy. He's one of the most dynamic college football players of all time. All time.
Oh, incredible player.
Anytime incredible he touched offense. The football, yep. You watched in awe at his stop and go and his runs that would go 45 yards on the field, but 80 yards in real running time because it was all over the field. He was an amazing football player.
If the trust took the trophy back and now it's been reinstated, the NCAA took 14 victories away while Bush was playing at USC. Why can't you reinstate those victories?
Yeah, that won't happen.
I think it will once all these schools leave the NCAA, though. I think everybody will say, all right, we're all getting our wins back, right?
Yeah. All the reinstatements?
Yeah, why would you not?
I mean, I would. The minute I leave the NCAA, when all these big conferences for, I don't know why it's taken them this long, but when they say, why do we co-opt the running of our sport to the NCAA? I mean, this is the dumbest thing we've ever done. Let's just control the sport. Why aren't we letting the NCAA control the sport? We're the ones that are making the money. Why are we playing by the same set of rules as Fresno State? When they finally realize that, right? And they peel away from the NCAA, the first thing I would do is say, everybody get your wins back. We're about to, Wikipedia, get ready to update the all-time wins list because Michigan's about to get some back, Alabama's about to get some back, Texas and Auburn about to get some back.
I'll go ahead and call it. We'll call it Asterisk Day.
Yeah,
we'll get rid of all the asterisks.
That's right.
I'll do it. Hey, so Reggie Bush, I don't know if you guys agree with this, one of the best college football players I've ever seen.
I do agree with that.
But what he would do in today's game with so much space and how innovative the offenses are. You know, him to be the second overall pick in 2006 didn't really pan out like you wanted it to in the NFL. If he played in today's NFL at his prime, would be unbelievable.
Like, it is kind of fun to play that game, though, right? Like, put this guy in this. Like, because when I used to watch Gus Malzahn's offense, when it was really clicking before everybody caught up to it, when everybody used to say, you can't scheme for Gus Malzahn's offense because there are no tendencies, and I used to kind of laugh at that. I'm like, every offense got tendencies, and we saw that that was true. But when it was really clicking with Nick Marshall, I used to think, do you know what Michael Vick would have done in this offense?
Yeah, or I mean, if Trey Mason was Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Like Trey Mason is Bo Jackson, and then Michael Vick is Nick Marshall.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just,
if I told you guys Damian Craig in his prime was going to be the starting quarterback over Peyton Thorne this year, how good would Auburn be?
Auburn would be really good because Damian Craig in his prime is a good
quarterback. I mean, I would lean that they go to a college football playoff. Yeah. I think they get 10 wins.
Yeah. But, especially if they're not adhering to the lineman downfield rule, which they didn't early on the Gus Malzahn. If you had to guess whether Damian could pass it or throw it, because he could pass off platform and throw it 60 yards.
Yeah. I, you know, you look back now at some things the NCAA did. Like, we used to not let freshmen play football.
Yeah.
I guess basketball, too, right? Yeah. I guess basketball, too.
Pete Maravich was on the freshman team.
Yeah. So you look back on that now and think, well, that seems like the dumbest rule possible. Why were we not letting freshmen play? And it is a dumb rule. I wonder, like, 30 years from now, when college football becomes what it will become, and people look back on the story, they're like, so, my God, he got his Heisman taken away. So
what did he do? Kill people?
No, that guy kept his.
Yeah.
What did he do that was worse than that? And they're like, oh, the school bought the family a house. And they're like, they took his Heisman away for the school buying the family a house?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to seem so foreign to people 30 years from now.
Yeah, it's funny you guys brought up O.J. Simpson because I was watching the second part of the Arnold documentary, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And when James Cameron wrote the script for Terminator, there were two names that he wanted. He wanted O.J. Simpson and Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he wanted Arnold Schwarzenegger to play the part of Reese, Michael Benn's part. And so they met to talk, and ultimately they decided that O.J. Simpson, and they laughed out loud when they said this, they couldn't sell him as a killer.
too clean cut.
I'll show him.
I understand.
Great documentary,
just
by the way.
Just you wait.
So Reggie Bush gets the Heisman back, and Harry's Bar reporting that Alabama will get Grant Nelson back today. Getting a lot of stuff back today. It's a Give Back Wednesday. It's a Welcome Back Wednesday here on the show. That's being brought to you by our friends at Precision Sports. I'll tell you what is coming up after I tell you that Precision Sports will get you back in the game, no matter what you've done. Maybe you're on the golf course with a good friend yesterday, and you wake up today, got a little pain in your right knuckle because maybe you're not gripping the golf club right. And you want to go see the folks at Precision Sports. You can do that by going to PrecisionSportsOrtho.com/2024. Maybe you've tweaked your back dunking on a 9-foot goal way past the time in your life you should be dunking on a 9-foot goal. Maybe you did something with pickleball or working the lawn. Whatever it is, they will get you healthy again and get you back on the path to being 100%. Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, 205-512-3885, 512-3885, PrecisionSportsOrtho.com. We are one sleep away from the NFL draft. Dan Orlovsky is on the show in hour two, scheduled to be here at 10:25. There's a flight involved because he's on his way to Detroit, and he's got TV this afternoon. So 10:25 is sort of our starting point. We hope to get Orlovsky on today or tomorrow at some point. But starting at 10:25 and any time after that, there's a chance Orlovsky slides in with us. Also, Gene Hallman is with us in the final hour to talk about Indy Racing at Barber Motorsports. We'll talk to him about that coming up and a whole lot more. One more thing in the opening segment here, just so you know, we're all on the same page of this. We're going to get into more to the portal coming on in football and basketball. But yesterday, Brown and I played a little golf, and we had a great time at a local country club. Our friends over at Inverness that had us out there for a quick 9 holes. And you know, I never used to want to be part of a country club before.
Oh, boy.
But then yesterday, I mean, I've been playing 4.5-hour rounds and stuff. Mm-hmm. We played 9 holes, and how long did it take us, Brian?
About 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Let me guess. You started off shaky, you settled in, and then your 9th hole was terrible.
There's that little kid. God, I wish I could remember his name.
I think it's Logan.
Logan. It started with an L. Landry, Logan.
I think I would remember Landry because of
Lamont,
Friday Night Lights.
Not Lamont, not Leon. Sweet little kid and big fan of the show. He and his dad watched the show. And when we walked out of the clubhouse, the dad called the son's name and said, turn around, you know who this is? And the little kid, it took him a second, then he says, Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. He did the open. And so that kid loves the show. So he was out for a youth clinic. But a really nice kid.
Yeah. Good. Shout out to, too bad you guys don't remember his name, but.
That's on me. I should have remembered it. I introduced myself. He told me his name. Really, really nice kid. His dad's a fan of the show, too.
Not a cloud in the sky yesterday. That helped, yep. too. I'll never join a country club, but right. I was like.
I don't know why you don't. You play golf all the time. Our friends from Inverness are coming up. Great opportunity for you to join
today.
I think
you should join.
What I like about that place.
I would have joined. Weeks ago when I met with them, if I play golf.
Text them to bring an application for Dunaway. Yeah. Just text them.
Okay. I would tell you I got so many friends that are already members there.
The pool area. It's fantastic.
Love the pool there. It's great for kids. And stuff.
Can I tell the other story? And I'm not going to use the name because I don't know if you want to use the name.
Yeah, really quick.
Yes, sir. This is a heartfelt story, though. There was a gentleman that stopped us, too.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I knew Dunaway was going to get choked up because he got choked up there. And he's like, hey, I just wanted to let you guys know. He saw Dunaway first. He goes, Mr. Dunaway. And then I walked up and he started talking to both of us. He said,
my granddad used to watch you on the
No. But he said, I want to let you guys know my dad loved your show. And when he said it in past tense, I knew what was coming.
So I said it a couple of times. I awkwardly had to step out there. Is your dad no longer with us?
Yeah, he said he passed in September, but he never got to tell you guys. So I wanted to tell you that he watched your show every single day and absolutely loved your show. And I hope you know how much that means to us when people say. I mean, I didn't know what to say to him. I'm like, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss, but that means the world to me.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll ever do a show outside of a viewing?
I'm happy to do it. If it's somebody that has been with us from day one and they pass and their family's like, hey.
Yeah, respectfully.
Yeah, so-and-so loved your show.
What are y'all saying?
We'll do a Alabama eulogy.
We would do a show outside of somebody's funeral.
I don't know about the actual funeral, but the viewing.
No, the viewing.
I don't think we will.
Dunaway, if that's what they wanted, if that was their final death wish.
We've done shows from gas stations.
If a guy said, if it's a honey, you're on your deathbed, what's your final wish? He goes, I love the next round. I would love for them to. I've watched every episode from day one. I made the move. I'm going to sell this to Dunaway. When they jumped out of radio and everybody was saying, you guys are idiots for leaving a known radio brand, I knew they were doing the right thing. So I wanted to support them, and I've watched every show, and I've shopped at their customers, their advertisers. The one thing I would want, sweetie, have them do a live specialty show, one-hour specialty show from our funeral.
Yeah,
specialty
show. Okay.
In the country I live in, I would be given the right to do that.
That's right.
No, if we get the request and it's within a 30-mile radius... I mean, if that's your last request, I'm all about it.
Yeah. A specialty show.
I thought you were talking about the whole three hours.
It's kind of early for a viewing, 9 to 12. Most people don't do it in the morning, I don't think. But we'll do a specialty show. Now, you got to sell us on it. You got to sell us that your loved one watched every show.
Yeah.
This can't just be some gimmick.
All right.
Like Peter Frampton playing the guitar.
Buddy Chris over there, he said he's putting in his will for us to do the funeral.
Chris, if it's in your will. I mean, we can't go against it if it's in his will, right?
Now, the three of us would be pallbearers, I guess.
Yeah.
A little price on that. But.
Yes, I don't want to go too far.
I don't want to speak for Kelsey. Maybe a little price on this show, too. I mean, the folks that sounds like bid outs and other places put hefty prices on things.
That is a category we haven't taken advantage of.
Let me personalize this.
It's expensive.
Let me personalize this. Jeff from Aniston's son calls and says, I hate to bear this bad news to you guys, but my father passed away.
Oh, that's different.
How's that different?
That'd be like when I die, you guys want to do a specialty show outside.
And if they said he's going to be
EG will have some PowerPoint of Jim Dunaway's four best moments in show history or something.
We're going to pour your ashes at Tumor's Corner.
Just to screw with you.
I'll put it in a lemonade. Be good.
But if Jeff from Aniston's family said Jeff has passed and he's going to be at Gray Brown Funeral Home in Aniston or Chapel Hill in Aniston, and he wants you to do the show from there, I would do it. Not just because Aniston is my hometown.
Oh, I would too.
Yeah. Jeff's that important to us.
But are we ever going to get to see? Will he be open casket or is he going to get cremated before we
finally get to see what Jeff looks like?
Jeff has to be closed.
No, we'll.
The mystery has to stay.
We need to put that in our rider.
Right. We get to see Jeff?
We get to see Jeff's face.
I want to see him. I think I'm in the minority here.
I don't. I like the mystery.
You like the mystery?
I like the mystery.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Jim.
No, just go ahead. When history goes back to this moment in time,
what?
It was Brown. Brown, for those that are listening on audio, I know sometimes y'all all get our voices confused.
Right.
But sometimes weird things or quote-unquote pessimistic things get brought up on the show. that I later get tagged with. This was Brown talking about us doing a show from a viewing of someone who has passed
away. No, that was
actually
me.
Well, Lance brought it up. I just backed him up on it.
I said, do you think we'll ever do a show from a viewing?
But it was not you.
He was selling it.
Yeah, I was selling it to you.
Yeah. So I'm on the off side of that one.
Yeah.
In special circumstances, I would consider it.
Do you see what Taylor said?
No, what Taylor said.
If we poured your ashes at Toomer's Corner,
yeah,
the trees would die again.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Yeah. My goal is during this moment in time for Taylor and the transition of the portal and everything that's going on, I'm trying not to make her mad. So
everybody wants to know who died in your dream, Brown.
No, I can't talk. Why? I don't want to talk about that. I'm cool with one of our coworkers.
It's definitely someone back here because they said we debated on doing the show.
It was one of our. I do not want to discuss this.
We would debate doing the show if one of us went down.
There's no doubt, but I don't want to discuss it. Yeah. It was too bad of a dream.
Charles said with a great, great line back to Harry's Bar, who is reporting that Grant Nelson will be back at Alabama. She said one time she had a picture taken outside of Harry's Bar holding a sign. Don't laugh. Your daughter could be in this bar.
Wow.
This is a pretty strong sign. Thank you so much. Jay says, just wait for the TNR Dignity Funeral Home ad reads.
Hey, listen, nobody wants to lose their life, but if you've done it, don't away. You'd say, boy, the Lakers are dead in this series. Before we talk about that, speaking of dead, Lance, tell them about Dignity Funeral Home.
Hey, where were you when the gravedigger happened in Auburn?
Speaking of that.
I mean, we could have some incredible segues for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to reach out to Grant right now.
Grant who?
Grant Nelson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't know him from Adam's house cat, as they say.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see if he'll come on the show, and he will back up what the young co-ed said last night.
Yeah.
Fire away. Shoot shot, Lance.
You guys cool with having him?
I am 100% cool.
Oh, Grant Nelson can join the show anytime he wants to.
Yep.
Let him know it's 9 to 12.
That's right, Central Time.
Yeah, just in case he's waking up at 12 today. All right, that's the opening 30 minutes of our show that's being brought to you today by our friends at Hemp Hill, LT. Tell us about the great folks at Hemp Hill.
Yeah, hey, look, the weather is changing, getting hotter and hotter. You got to make sure that AC unit ready to keep up with this changing weather. Whether you experience plumbing, heating, or cooling issues in your home or business, they are ready to serve you at Hemp Hill Services. Since 1954, the name Birmingham Trust. Call Adam, Chad, Andrew, the guys, 205-229-2090. Hard to stop a train or hemphillservices.com.
Speaking of running hot or cold in your afterlife, if things aren't running right in your current life, Hemp Hill can take care of you. When we come back, a big, big day in the portal. Couple of good guys just hopped in the last few hours. That could help some teams, maybe in the SEC. And we'll talk about the future of the SEC and the Big Ten. And later, the FCS. They've got a Derek Dooley-led thing going on that could change the way college athletics look, and that could impact some local state teams. All that and more as we churn on the next round.
Follow the next round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
You have all heard of Red Wing Shoes, but what is Red Wing Shoes? It's the place where men buy boots, plain and simple. Who are Red Wing's customers? They are construction workers, warehouse employees, college students, the guy that fixes your AC, the guy at the end of the bar, the IT guy. Red Wing is a father, Red Wing is a son, Red Wing is a cult following shared by all men. A classic, comfortable pair of cool boots with a story to tell. What's your Red Wing story? Red Wing Shoe Stores, located in Pelham and Trussville.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Fire damage to your home or business is something you never want to consider. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. But in the horrible event it happens, DryTech is here to help. They respond quickly and will reply to you within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They're working for you, the customer, not the insurance company. They've got five crews ready to go 24/7. Don't call the insurance company first. Call DryTech. Just remember this website, mydrytech.com. That is mydrytech.com.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Greene as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Just because you've quit going to the gym, it doesn't mean that you have to quit gym altogether. Dunaway, that is. With our Next Round podcasts open 24/7, 365, you can access gym anytime you'd like. While you may have done away with your treadmill routine, our version of Dunaway is standing by, ready to get you back to your absolute best. Find all that lovely Jimmy D-led content on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and in the podcast section of NextRoundLive.com. This message is sponsored by Jimmy Crypto Inc. and Jimmy Crypto for President.
I was laughing coming back from the bathroom, Rockstar, thinking of somebody standing over the casket saying, "Ah, he looks so natural." First down!
No, we got to get to it. We got back up.
Yeah. I'm sorry you're viewing the body right now.
Before we get to the eulogy.
Headlines.
Show's being brought to you by our friends at Lakefest LT.
Yeah, let me hold on 1 second here. Yeah. No way. Lakefest coming out May 10th through the 12th. We're going to be doing a specialty show that Tuesday.
Not from a funeral.
No, not from a funeral. From the Pell
Celebration
City Buffalo
of Life,
Wild Wings
in this case.
To get ready for Lakefest that is coming up May 10th through the 12th. Just a great local event that continues to grow and grow. Logan Martin Lakefest and Boat Show presented by Amherst right there, Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. Free admission for the public. It's Bama's biggest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats and vehicles on display. Vendors, food trucks, live music all weekend, including that free Velcro Pygmies concert on Saturday night. Fireworks show on Friday night. And Mother's Day is that Sunday. Free mimosas for mom. For more information, Logan Martin Lakefest. That's LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Okay, we'll spin the wheel here.
All right.
Do you have a spin the wheel sign? We used to actually have a wheel.
We had a wheel. Somebody stole it.
I think Cassie came up here, and I think she broke a couple of pegs.
She never brought it back, though.
Yeah. I thought she brought it back, but it was broken.
I have not seen that thing. Yeah. I was a big fan of it.
I like the wheel. We used to bet on it.
We used to bet on it, yeah.
A dollar per color.
We never did that since we got Melton, Taylor, and EG. Never saw the betting that went
on. I know, because the wheel disappeared.
We can roll dice if you want.
Start a casino up here.
Okay, Lance. What we got? Can we toss pennies? Can we toss pennies against the wall?
Honestly, how many parlays did you play in the NBA last night?
I did not play any last night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've been a little busy.
What'd you do last night?
I played golf.
Yeah, we only played 9 holes. I was done at 4 o'clock.
Then I went to see my friends at Way to Wellness.
Okay.
Yeah.
After golf?
Then I ran the car through the car wash.
Right. That one I'm a member of down there?
Then I got home.
It's a good car wash.
Got home, and my wife told me that I needed to walk the dogs and feed the dogs because she had two different things that she was doing. She had date nights with her Pure Bar folks, and then she had Bible study with another group.
So damn, she runs your ass.
She really does.
That coming off the night before when she had in-house visitors spending the night with us.
Yeah. I will never say you don't have two jobs anymore.
Yeah. I used to have three.
You used to have three, yeah.
What did you do after you walked the dogs then? I mean, you gave me like 2 hours of stuff.
I went on my walk / run. After the dogs don't, I mean, that little dog's legs are this big brown.
Yeah.
I have to kick it in the butt just to get it to do the lap around the yard.
Right.
Then what did I do? I made me a salad. For dinner.
Yeah. He's too busy.
Then there was.
Do you have any human interaction?
I played golf with Brown yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, we talked a lot.
And all of our listeners and stuff. So FCS playoffs.
You
go. Wow. Portal.
Job,
huh? Portal news in football or.
Wild card.
Let's
keep this rolling.
Well, I got to tell you what. I know we're supposed to talk about it, but the football portal's wearing me out.
Damn, so let's spin again.
Huh?
Spin again.
We went bankrupt.
Okay, here we will.
Let's do wild card.
You want to do wild card? Let's do the portal real quick. Let's get this out.
Why did we spend it?
Tyler Barron, Tennessee to Louisville, 6 sacks last year in the portal now, defensive end. There's been a school down south.
Auburn's loading up on defensive front.
Who used to say that? The school down south.
Dennis Franchione. School down the road, I think
school
you called
down
him.
The road. Yeah. Auburn's been hitting the defensive end, defensive line, edge rushers.
That's how you win championships in the NFL.
What, defensive front?
Defensive front and great quarterback. Well, I mean, that's how you win it.
I mean, I think it helps in college, too.
Oh, obviously. It does, yeah.
Dude, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I don't think you ever have too many defensive linemen.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah, like Texas.
That's why Texas was so good last year.
They had shifts on the defensive line. It'll be interesting to see if they can match that again this year.
Yeah, with Sweat and Murphy on, probably both guys first round tomorrow night.
Yeah, so that's interesting. More interesting to me is that former five-star recruit, Texas cornerback Terrence Brooks, enters the portal. Now, Texas' secondary in their spring game looked horrible. I assume Brooks wasn't on the field for this. But if you go back to his original recruitment when he went to Texas, he picked Texas over Ohio State, Florida, Oregon, Alabama.
That's a pretty good list. But now he's leaving Texas, so you got to knock Alabama and Florida off that list.
Okay. And
right?
I assume Auburn as well. I was going to bring up that Charles Kelly was his main recruiter when he was considering Alabama.
Yeah, but if he's leaving Texas, that's going to knock those SEC schools out.
Feels like he would leave Texas and go to Oregon.
Well, Texas is not an official member yet. How does that work, you think?
July 1.
How does that work, do you think?
I don't know.
I need to check on that. Because I wonder if it takes... I'll check on the SEC because they're not an official member yet, so I would...
Is that the same with Oregon, USC, Washington, and UCLA?
But see, they could have. Well, see, that's an SEC specific rule. I don't know if the Big Ten has the same rule, but
they probably do.
But now Texas and Oklahoma could have agreed we'll abide by it in this first. I'll find out.
Yeah, find out for us.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, Brody is saying they agreed to the rule.
Well,
they've already agreed to the rules applied to them.
A lot of people are saying that.
Okay.
So yeah, I could see that. I mean, that would be kind of crappy if they did.
The chat room's like poll the audience. Yeah. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah.
If I don't know the answer, if I get 5 straight in a row over there, I'm like.
I mean, I would think there's no way the coaches would pass that rule without Texas and Oklahoma being involved, knowing that they're going to have to face those players the next season.
Yeah. So I just thought those two portal names were pretty interesting. Damian Martinez, by the way, visiting Miami this weekend, he's likely going to end up.
It's going to happen.
He's going to end up down there. Show being brought to you by our friends at Redmont, and then we'll get back to the wild card selection.
Great, a locally owned and operated product. Charles Barkley, one of the faces behind it. Available in 22 states. If you're at a local bar or restaurant, ask for it by name if they don't have it. Tell them to get it. Gluten-free, 8 times distilled. Available at your local package store, including Beverage Place. Pink package. Pick up a bottle today of Redmont Vodka.
Most amazing thing I saw yesterday was the Federal Trade Commission eliminating no compete clauses. It's effective in 120 days. I cannot tell you how much money that cost me over the years having a non-compete.
So are they wiping out non-competes throughout all 50 states?
The way I understand it, Lance, now this will get challenged in court at some point, but the way I understand it is all but a very small percentage of upper-level executives are now exempt from no-competes based on the Federal Trade Commission. And then as those new executives are hired, they will not be able to be held in no-competes. There's some that are being held up for some reason, but it's a very small percentage. So your rank-and-file daily worker that is under a no-compete. Now, I've been asked on Twitter, and I haven't tweeted it back out yet, because I tweeted about this yesterday. I know, Jim, you did too. But, you know, how does that affect people? Like, this guy obviously had never been under a no-compete, and that's fine. A lot of people are not. But basically, there is a certain criteria of job you cannot accept because you're competing against your former company. Now, like for us, when we were in radio, we couldn't take another radio job within 60 miles of Birmingham. I mean, that was our no-compete.
See,
I
couldn't take TV jobs because I had a no-compete inside Birmingham. Not that Fox 6 would have wanted me or ABC 3340 or CBS 42 or NBC 13 when I was at a different station. But if there was even a hint of that every time it came up for contract negotiation, even if I wanted to stay, it would have bumped my price up. That's why companies have always been in favor of the non-compete.
Yeah, look, I'm kind of torn on this, and maybe because we're kind of on the other side of it as well now. But if you groom somebody, and then somebody comes and snatches the person that you developed, I mean, it's what you're getting right now in college football with the portal. But we've been on the other side, and we've had to fight, and it's really frustrating. And I saw Keith in the chat room saying they're hard to enforce. Yeah.
We always
heard that, but they're really not. I mean,
well, here's how it gets enforced, though, and this is the way we saw it in our industry.
It's called a buyout.
Well, the way it gets enforced in our industry is
settlement.
You decide, you know, I'm going to leave the company, and they say, well, don't forget, you got this no compete right here, and we are going to enforce it. And then you say, well, we'll see if you are. And then you go back and forth for a while, but what they're counting on is you look at that and say, you know what I don't really want to do is incur a lot of legal bills.
That's right.
And I'm scared to death because, by the way, in most of those no-competes, if it goes to court and you lose, you pay everybody's legal bills. Not just yours, you pay theirs too.
And if you do sack up and you've got an attorney and you've got the resources to do it, then sooner or later your employer is going to be like, it's point of no return, let's cut loss, what's the best we can get out of this
situation? The one thing they don't want it to do is go to court.
Right, because that's when they lose almost every time.
And if they lose, what
happens? Like they did yesterday.
Yeah, if they lose, then it's really bad for them in future because now there's legal precedent.
Yeah.
So they almost never go to court.
Yeah. There you go. That happened yesterday.
Good for the workers, especially in our industry. A lot of people in our industry are trapped by these things.
Yeah. As Kevin says, clearly non-competes don't exist in college athletics.
They do not.
Yeah. Technically, that you can't transfer during this part to another SEC school is technically a little non-compete. I don't know how they worded it, but let me ask you guys this.
John Calipari agreed to one, though, Lance. Don't forget. John Calipari agreed to one, an SEC no-compete.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
In his Arkansas deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, where else is he going to go? But I would ask you guys, moving forward, once the NCAA is cut out of this, and if you are made an employee, then I guess institutions can put together non-competes, unless this thing holds.
Well, I think it's more likely, you know, the no-compete is basically your contract at that point, right? So if I'm a college player and I agree to a three-year contract with the University of Alabama, I'm under a three-year contract with the University of Alabama, and that is my no-compete. You know, I either fulfill that contract or I don't get paid. And there's no dropping out of that contract and going to Kansas State. Alabama's got me under contract.
The meltdown today at 2:00 on all everything pop culture and other stuff that they enjoy every day between Melton Lunsford and their crew there on this platform, 2:00 Central Time live every day, Uncorked. EG's got a Braves podcast that's out very soon that'll be rolling out. So you can continue to set your alerts and like everything and subscribe here on our platform at Next Round Live and disrupt the media there. 6 days left to get in the portal, not to commit somewhere in football terms. The basketball portal is turning. A little bit more on that coming up as we continue on today. The show being brought to you by the Next Round Golf Card, a chance to take advantage of some great golf courses at a great price this spring and summer. The weather is absolutely perfect right now, Brownie. It's brought to you by the friends at Urology Centers of Alabama.
Yeah, you can get four great courses in the Birmingham area for just $99. 18 holes of golf and cart at Limestone Springs, Cross Creek, the Meadows, and the newly renovated historic Woodward Golf Club. This is all presented by Urology Centers of Alabama. It is a $247 value for just $99. You can also get the Next Round Deluxe Golf Card, $119. That gets you all four courses with cart, plus an exclusive Next Round Golf t-shirt, koozie, golf tees, and a sticker. There are no restrictions. It is good through October 2024. Supplies are limited, though, so get your golf cart now, nextround.store. That is nextround.store.
Max Fried with a complete game last night, first since 2022 for the Braves, as the Braves beat the Marlins like they usually do. The White Sox continue their role, Forrester. They're now 3-20.
Yeah, me and Forrester were talking about this on the way to the bathroom. I read an article the other day. People believe they're going to lose 120 games, and Forrester brought this up. Everybody said the A's were going to be so bad last year. Forrester, what did you say in the hallway?
They're worse. They are worse than that awful A's team last year.
They've been shut out eight times.
That's impossible.
Already.
Yeah, eight shutouts in their 23 games. They're 3-20. The only team with a worse start through 23 games was the 1988 Baltimore Orioles, who are 1-22. How'd they ever win one? We're back in a moment on TNR with an amazing thing that's about to happen to one college coach. He's about to be college football coach. He's about to be in a class by himself once Thursday night happens. That is next on TNR.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the region's tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club. And don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The Regent's Tradition. Buy your tickets today.
There is no better place to watch your favorite sporting events and enjoy great food than one of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons. The TVs are everywhere with your favorite sports, and the menu is second to none. From the great appetizers like the waffle cheese fries to the Avery Island salad, handhelds like the all-new Chicken Bomber, bistro specialties with a special taste of the bayou, the amazing hand-patty burgers, the great po' boys, and the specialty drinks. Visit any of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons, Greystone, Stadium Trace and Hoover, and the brand new location in Trussville.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
The wait is over. Tonale has arrived. Beautifully distinctive Italian styling and performance. Come test drive the all-new 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale plug-in hybrid at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. The all-new Tonale offers best-in-class horsepower and torque. Fastest 0 to 60 times in its class. Plus best-in-class range with full electric charge. And best of all, qualified Tonale lessees are eligible for up to $7,500 EV tax credit factored into your lease. Hurry down to Alfa Romeo of Birmingham and experience the all-new Tonale.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gym by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
I love the same music. Fantastic.
Before LT tells us about Michelson, let's look ahead to the NFL draft.
Okay.
There's one college coach that's about to set an NFL record that no other college coach has ever done. You know who it is.
Well, Nick Saban has retired, so we can't say Nick Saban anymore.
No, but these are still Nick Saban's players.
They are.
Could still be Nick Saban's players.
But it is not, I'm assuming.
But it is not Nick Saban. Long drink here for...
body armor.
For effect.
Okay, so this is a college football coach. He's about to set a draft-related record that nobody has ever done.
It's either going to...
In the history of college football. From Rockne to Saban, nobody else has done it.
I don't know, because I was going to say like combined first round picks.
Yeah, but
I think Saban's done that.
You're getting close, though. You're getting close.
Combined first round picks?
Maybe Jim Harbaugh, something with Michigan this year.
I mean, I'm going to go Mac Brown. He's been coaching so dang long.
I'm going to go Harbaugh.
All right, Mac Brown.
Lincoln Riley is about to become the first college head coach ever to produce three overall number one picks.
Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, and now Caleb Williams.
If Caleb Williams does indeed go first, not just first-round quarterbacks, Ball Fan 205, number one overall picks from one college coach.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, he coaches the quarterback position. Everybody that plays for him, Lance, puts up numbers.
Yeah, I don't think you can deny that that's never been a problem.
That's never been his issue.
They ever get defense figured out with Lincoln Riley, watch out.
Yeah, I mean, they could be dangerous, but, I mean, the guy can flat coach quarterbacks. Everybody that plays for him. Like, who is his – I mean, is Spencer Rattler his worst quarterback?
Spencer Rattler, by the way, is going to go in the second round.
That's what I was about to say. He's probably his worst overall quarterback. Who was the guy that split time with Spencer Rattler?
Caleb Williams.
Was there not somebody before him?
I don't know.
Landry Jones was before Lincoln Riley got there, right?
Yeah, I think Landry was part of Bob Stoops.
Yeah. I mean, think about that for a moment.
I don't know. There might have been somebody right before.
If your worst quarterback is Spencer Rattler, you've been a dang good quarterback coach.
But now do Miller Moss. Do we feel like Miller Moss is going to continue? He's the USC starter
now. I do, in fact.
Riley has named him the starter at USC.
I do. You know, reading up on his progression and where he is right now and the confidence, and that's a kid that came in knowing that he had to buy his time. I never thought Miller Moss would – I don't think you're going to get Miller Moss what you got against Louisville in the bowl game, six touchdowns. But I think you're going to get – definitely going to be a downgrade from Caleb Williams, but he is going to be – borderline top 10, 15 quarterback in college football this year, numbers-wise.
As we go to Michelson Laser Vision, I'll also point out that the Common Draft, which are all these stats come off of that, started in 1967. USC is on the verge of taking over the lead as well of having the most number one overall picks, which will be six when Caleb Williams goes tomorrow night, breaking the tie with them in Oklahoma. Oklahoma has five. Some of those have been Lincoln Riley quarterbacks as well. Michelson Laser Vision bringing you the show today.
Yeah, 205-969-8100. That is the number that I called more than two decades ago. I wore contacts for about a decade. I was wasting money each and every year on the contacts and solution. I didn't realize I was legally blind, 2200 vision. After I finally stopped procrastinating, went in to see Dr. Mark Michelson, I have 2015 vision better than 2020. Here's the number, 205-969-8100. Ask for Amy. Tell her the Next Round sent you. Ask about the hassle-free pre-inflation pricing. They're going to hook you up today with that hassle-free consultation. 205-969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com.
I appreciate Dave Shamati, who's got the blue icon on Twitter, tweeting out that Jim Dunaway and Harry's Bar reporting that Grant Nelson will return to Alabama. I had to correct that real quick and just say Harry's is reporting that.
Jim's just reporting what Harry's reporting.
I'm reporting Harry's confirmation there. But in the portal news, yesterday Latrell Wrightsell said he was coming back to Alabama. That made a lot of Alabama folks excited. Still no official word on Ryland Griffin, though I was told yesterday that there was talk of Ryland to Kansas even before the NCAA tournament run was finished. So that didn't come as a surprise to a lot of people who were around Alabama basketball. So you expect that to happen so much. And maybe the precursor to the Ryland Griffin announcement is happening, and Little T was all over this yesterday. There is a former player, Kansas commitment, who is asking to be let out of his current letter of intent to play at Kansas. LeBaron Filon, number 32 overall recruit of the 2024 class, has requested his release out of his national letter of intent to Kansas, that from 24/7 Sports. Currently ranks as the number 3 overall point guard in the class, and there is some belief that LeBaron could end up at Auburn if he ends up getting his release and jumps into the portal and may end up as a big-time point guard recruit at Auburn, replacing what Aiden Holloway would have, what it would have been down there.
What about Filon? Do you think it's a roster thing? He doesn't like what Bill Self's assembling, and he figures his minutes are going to be cut, or you think it's NIL and somebody's throwing a lot more money at him? Because it'd be hard to leave Kansas.
It would be, considering he is a how about that? Brandon says Filon is going to Alabama. Jim, you're out of the loop once again.
Why do you keep staying out of the loop? It would help our show so much more if you'd be in the loop.
From Bama, played prep school Missouri. So obviously getting recruited by both Alabama and Auburn hard.
Absolutely.
But the only reason you go to one of those schools is maybe more minutes and more NIL.
Boy, if that Alabama perimeter.
Yeah, but he can only have five guys out there.
I mean, very, very good, Brandon, if that ends up happening.
Walker says he's from Mobile and he's friends with Ryan Williams. So does Roll Tide Willie do basketball guys as well?
When Nate Oates announced his two McDonald's All-Americans, it was Roll Tide Willie. It was in the video.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so
that's the key to this.
Initially committed to Kansas, chose Kansas over Alabama, Ole Miss, Cincinnati, was originally committed to Auburn.
Yeah.
So this guy is what we would call indecisive.
Yeah, the Alabama fans are all on you right now. They're like, you are way out on this.
Okay.
They think he's going to Alabama.
Let's see how that plays out.
I'll call Willie in the break.
Yeah, let's see how that
plays out. I trust Roll Tide Willie more than I trust Dunaway. Roll Tide Willie, standard in the loop.
Let's see how that plays out. All right, top of the hour when we come back. Back to college football and the NFL draft, and then we'll talk to Dan Orlovsky at some point in the next hour, hopefully, as we continue on the next round today, being brought to you by our friends at Odie's. What day is this of the week? I get so confused. It's been five straight weeks of work.
Rockstar, it is Wednesday. That means...
Did you hit that with your head?
I did.
Like a chicken.
No, it's his nose. Like
you're
a
like
nose.
A chicken. Yeah.
It's my not ease. It is trivia.
You sound great, too.
Odie's Team Trivia. We missed it last week. We were in Tuscaloosa. Rocky was there. Was there a special guest? Did Lee Haver show up?
We had Lee Haver there. We call her Starina. She loves it.
Okay. Probably not as exciting with me coming back for Lee tonight, but me, you, Will Haver will get there, be on that main stage a little after 8 o'clock. Get there early, enjoy great food from Rodney Davis. Been doing it for 33 years, award-winning wings, delicious burgers, that Diablo sandwich, you're going to love it. Ice cold beer buckets, full of Bud Light, two locations. The original will be at tonight in Crestline Village, now in Edgewood, right there on the corner of Oxmoor and Broadway. Get in and see Will Haver and that great staff today.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.